not the USA team that they remember from last year. But you know, that may not be a bad thing. USA could go ahead and use what almost happened to them as extra motivation for tonight.
In the first half, USA showed completely what it's capable of. And USA, in order to win this game, has to play like that for 32 minutes. Anything less, USA cannot have a second half where they score 16 points in the second half, not including overtime. That's not going to cut it no matter how good your defense is tonight. That defensive number, Clark, you mentioned 60 points. I think that's the threshold tonight for USA. 60 or less will keep USA in the game, allowing to Flint Beecher. If Flint Beecher gets into the 65 to 70 range, I don't know if USA has that kind of firepower to combat that. So USA really going to have to rely on hitting those three-point shots like they did in the first half, driving to the basket, creating free throws for themselves, and just playing smart, turnover-free basketball, which we saw. I don't think USA played a better first half than it did on Tuesday.
The stats bear it out. USA came out just on fire, minus the 8-2 initial deficit. But after that, they just hit one after another after another after another, trade and everything, and they just went ahead and just demoralized Ithaca, and Ithaca had to have a great conversation at halftime to do what they did in the second half.
Now, John Mueller, let's take a look inside of the huddle of the defending regional champions, the USA Patriots.
Well, Coach Mark Gainforth's USA Patriots, they do go seven deep, whether or not he uses seven or not. Last year he used five. And they look to turn their defensive effort into offensive points. Starting three seniors and two juniors, Micah Kramer, Tyler Heckroth, Kyle Maust, Landon Zimmer, Nash Morton, they all lead a team effort. Now, along with the starting five, look for Keegan Bixman and also Connor Gettle. They are going to contribute off the bench.
My key to the game is Micah Kramer. Micah Kramer had five points Tuesday night. I think that nobody needs to tell Micah Kramer that he had 5 points and missed two free throws at the end of that game. He is going to be motivated here tonight. I expect a big game out of the senior in what could be his last game. Micah Kramer, absolute leader of this team all year, and I expect him to rebound in a big way tonight.
The Buccaneers would not be expecting it because the last 2 years, Micah Kramer scored 4 points in his junior year and 4 points in his sophomore year, 3 points last year. And so if he explodes tonight, that'll be totally news to the Beecher Bucks.
With a win tonight, USA would take out the Flint Beecher Bucks for the second straight year. Last year, the Patriots defeated the three-time defending champs of the time, 59-55, in a game that USA did not substitute a single player in 32 minutes of play. The question is, can Team USA take out the Soviets two times in a row?
Beecher has a history of wearing down their opponents. 100% concentration and another near-perfect game isn't always a guarantee, but it couldn't hurt, and it may be the recipe for putting off yet another improbable upset win. That would be absolutely fantastic.
Tuesday night, Coach Gainforth in the locker room, he talked about Hoosier moments, and last year was one of them. And again, if USA were able to pull this off, we're talking another Hoosier moment. Mike Gallagher asked him point blank, are you going to play five players again? He wouldn't commit to it. And Coach kind of he said with a grin he wasn't going to commit to how many players he was going to go with. But I highly doubt that Coach Gainforth and Coach Bone are going to rely on just the five starters. There's a couple of guys coming off the bench that they're absolutely going to need tonight.
Well, Paul, before we take a commercial here, wasn't it you that said before we went on air tonight that we wouldn't see a crowd like we did on Tuesday?
I didn't think we would. And the reason I say that is Tuesday, we had two more teams here,
yeah,
and they were all feeding in together. I was wrong. This place is packed again, setting up for another great atmosphere. And, Clark, I have to go, but you got to give it up for the Bad Axe crew here. Athletic Director Mike Bogan and everybody, they have done a fantastic job getting everybody in here, and it does feel like a nice, safe environment. So kudos to Bad Axe. I think they've top-notch show they've run here.
You're right. And also, as far as the districts were concerned, kudos to Cass City, and I second your motion, Paul. Kudos to Bad Axe. This has been a really fantastic tournament that has been operated so far.
And the commute has even been better. 8:40 left in before we tip things off from Bad Axe Michigan in the Region 24 Championship between the Flint Beecher Bucks and the USA Patriots. Right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Mark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Paul P. Adams, we bid you adieu. good luck tonight with your analyzation of this ball game, and we'll return with a tale of the tape right here on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.
If you're forced to deal with a Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest-ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney from 3 Point Chiropractic in Sebring. In addition to chiropractic care, we now have laser therapy to supplement your healing process. Laser therapy is proven to locally reduce pain in arthritis, muscle stiffness, and even strains and sprains. Call 3 Point Chiropractic today to find out how laser therapy can help you deal with your pain drug-free. Call 989-704-3334. Also, massage therapy is now available at 3 Point Chiropractic with Jessica Kinney, a licensed massage therapist. Call and make your appointment today for laser therapy at 3 Point Chiropractic of Sebring.
This is Arnie at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We are ready to help you get your equipment ready for spring farming. Ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. It's still cold outside. Stop by to stock up on Power Service and Diesel 911 to keep those trucks running. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash. Our parts department is open 5 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for a new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring.
What do you look for in a bank? Security and safety, customer service, technology, or just a free checking account with no minimum balances? Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney with your call tonight in the Region 24 Championship between the USA Patriots and the Flint Beecher Buccaneers. The rematch from a year ago and the Beecher season start out this season on the complete opposite foot of the year prior. Last year, Beecher's squad started out with just 4 wins in their first 9 games before turning around the second half of the season. This year, Beecher has lost only twice to the number one team in the state, U of D Jesuit, by 1 point. And then they won they lost to River Rouge by 5 points on a neutral court. Beecher played only five Class A schools in the regular season, and they only won only four of them, by an average of 16 points. Their star point guard, Jalen Terry, has multiple Division I offers already, Michigan State, Iowa State, Missouri, Cleveland State, Iowa, University of Detroit, Tulsa,